All right, so let's talk about Dan Crenshaw, because a couple years ago, as a matter of fact, I think it's over 3 years ago. This is 2022, and I did my initial video on him, I think, May of 2019. As a matter of fact, if you want to see that video, I found it today on, what is this site called? On altcensored.com. I didn't even know it was there, because I looked for this old video that I uploaded on my High Impact Flicks channel 3 years ago that I did on the TAPS Act. That's the Threat Assessment Prevention and Safety Act that was signed by Texan Brian Babin and Texan Dan Crenshaw, which literally is basically the government saying that they have the power to declare you likely to commit a crime in the future. And based on that, it's like red flag law 2.0. Based on that, they can go in and steal your firearms, violate your Fourth Amendment right, violate your Second Amendment right, which, if that's true, makes Dan Crenshaw our enemy. So I don't feel sorry for this guy getting trolled by Alex Stein. But what I want to show you is, Dan Crenshaw thought he'd be the big man. Dan Crenshaw having 1.2 million followers right here, and Alex Stein having about 227,000 followers. But Dan Crenshaw burns himself and gets totally ratioed. Look at this, 8,420 likes to 9,090 replies. He's getting ratioed all over the board. And what Dan Crenshaw said, and I'll play this video here in a second. Well, America, this is what happens when our culture degrades boys and doesn't teach them to be men. They end up like Alex Stein, a shameless, pathetic provocateur that is so desperate for clicks, he will shame a group of veterans for their service. Just watch. Now, what would be worse? Let's see. If it's true that Alex Stein shamed veterans for their service just to get clicks, if that's true, that that's what Alex Stein did, and I'm not saying it is, and I don't think it is, but if he did do that, what's worse, Alex Stein doing that or Dan Crenshaw signing off on sending your sons and daughters into the gross mills of war in some sandbox, some godforsaken sandbox somewhere where even if they make it out in one piece, they're going to be suffering from PTSDs to the point where 21 military men and women, because they're struggling so much mentally with what the military industrial complex did to them, because the politicians signed basically their mental death warrant, 21 of them commit suicide every single day, over 600 a month. And this is why Alex Stein trolled I. Patch McCain. And I'm going to call him I. Patch McCain because of the TAPS Act, because because Crenshaw is for red flag laws, extreme risk protection orders, you know, to keep America safe. We got to make sure we trample on your right to be secure in your person's houses, papers, and effects to keep people safe. We got to violate shall not be infringed to keep the general welfare going. But listen to Alex Stein classically troll I. Patch McCain.
Yeah, I'm a loser.
This is the guy who tells veterans that their service.
Yeah, because there's a weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. So I'm anti-war. I'm anti-war.
So I. Patch McCain, listen to what he says. He basically doesn't give the full story of why Alex says what he says about military men being wasted in banker wars. It's like that quote that's attributed to Kissinger. I don't know if Kissinger said it, but we know it's very consistent with what Kissinger has said in the past and with what New World Order psychopaths actually think. He said, military men are dumb, stupid animals made to be used as pawns for foreign policy. That, if I'm understanding it right, is what Alex Stein has a problem with. And that is what Dan Crenshaw is not telling these veterans that Alex means. He's just basically saying he's trying to shame Alex Stein for calling out the weapons of mass destruction lie, which put thousands of U.S. military, tens of thousands of U.S. military troops in harm's way, destroyed millions upon millions of lives, cost trillions and trillions of dollars, which means the people like Dan Crenshaw have put untold, innumerable unborn Americans into transgenerational debt slavery for banker wars. That's what Alex Stein has a problem with, and that's what Dan Crenshaw is not telling these ex-vets or these military veterans.
Because there's a weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. So I'm anti-war. I'm anti-war because I don't believe.
Did you guys see what Crenshaw said?
Did you guys find any weapons of mass destruction?
As a matter of fact, we did.
Oh, where was?
Yeah.
He says, let me see.
That we serve for.
He says that everything we serve for was a waste and a lie. What do you guys think about that? Everything we serve for was a waste and a lie. What if that's true? What if you sign on the dotted line because you were sold a bill of goods as a 17 or 18 year old boy or an 18 or 19 year old girl and you wanted to serve the military because you wanted to spread, you know, American ideals and democracy? What if you actually believed that lie from the recruiter? Because those are the lies that recruiters are telling people to sign on the dotted line. Because as we saw, even Hillary Clinton say most people are good hearted. Most Americans are good hearted. Most Americans are going to be naive and actually believe, hey, the military is good because we're just defending Americans. That's what I want to go for. But then they find out later on when they enter into the, you know, the arena or the theater of war that, hey, what are we doing here? Why are we spending billions upon billions upon billions of dollars every week so that we can steal resources from another nation? So we can terrorize the families of other nations that we don't even know. I would hate it if military troops, Chinese or Russian military troops, were occupying my land and calling my family insurgents. So in my opinion, Alex Stein has this exactly right. And Eyepatch McCain is showing himself to be the vile, ugly villain that Alex Stein is accusing him of being.
Yeah, I'm anti-war because I don't believe. Did you guys find any weapons of mass destruction?
As a matter of fact, yeah. We did.
Oh, where was? Oh, what weapons of mass destruction? This guy.
And now this guy lies. Did you find weapons of mass destruction? As a matter of fact, we did. Well, the most current Pentagon report from the higher ups and the yuckity yucks are, well, okay, there were no weapons of mass destruction. It got so bad that even fake stream CIA infiltrated Operation Mockingbird MK Ultra Media had to backtrack on that. And we know how they chomp at the bit, especially mainstream media chomps at the bit to thrust us into another conflict when they took that, what was it? It was a Kentucky gun range. It was a Kentucky gun range where they were, you know, doing this display of artillery. And they said, this is this ABC News the next day said, this is the Syrian slaughter. Oh my God, look what's going on. Syrians are getting slaughtered. Outrage. And then it was YouTubers that exposed the fact, hey, this is a Kentucky gun range. This isn't happening in Syria. This is in Kentucky in the United States. That's how they're slobbering, they're foaming at the mouth to get embroiled in the next war. Why? Because they truly operate as the propaganda arm for the military industrial complex. And that's what Alex Stein has a problem with. And that's the very thing that Eyepatch McCain is, running interference for.
You're actually going to go down this route, Alex.
Yeah, because we don't have any weapons of mass destruction.
You're looking like a fool right now.
I'm the fool. You're the one that's giving more money to Ukraine. We have a homelessness. We have so many issues here in America. Who cares more about Ukraine? Yeah, what? You guys' service was wasted for globalists and bankers.
You are the modern day version.
Oh, I'm the modern day version. You worry more about Ukraine.
Amen to what Alex Stein just said. That, yeah, your service was wasted because it was wasted on globalist banksters who don't care about Americans, don't care about other human beings throughout the world. All you care about is making money for the arms dealers. All you care about is enriching the pockets of the Northrop Grummans and the Boeings and the Raytheons. That's all you care about. And all you politicians care about is writing the laws that enrich the defense contractors. So you got Dan Crenshaw thinking that he's going to be, you know, outing Alex Stein, and Alex Stein, who has a much smaller audience and is probably not as popular yet, but he will be if Dan Crenshaw keeps doing this, not as popular, decimating Dan Crenshaw. Look at this. Here are a couple. This guy right here, he's got 2,800 likes, 2,861 now. Dan, to be clear, you edited the footage to fit your bunk narrative about what happened. Try using a group of vets as human and intellectual shields for your cowardice. Threaten to sue Alex after your staff assaulted him. Continue to lie about that confrontation. This guy says, oof, not the ratio you were expecting. Team Dan. This is another tweet. I'll show you another tweet from Dan Crenshaw here in a second. Well, Dan, this is what happens when you send billions to Ukraine and put our vets on food stamps. There you go. That's another thing Alex Stein had a problem with Dan Crenshaw, is you're signing off on billions of dollars for Ukraine. Have you looked at what's going on in Jackson, Mississippi and Flint, Michigan? They don't even have water. There's certain places where they've turned off the water in California, specifically in Anderson and Cottonwood. And you're going to send billions upon billions of dollars to Ukraine, Dan Crenshaw? You're the one who should be ashamed of yourself. I love this guy, Five Times August. As a matter of fact, if you're not following Five Times August, he's a great musician and he puts out excellent videos. You got to take a look at it. It's Five Times August. Follow him on Twitter and on YouTube. He says, a man stands up for what he believes in and puts himself in front of the problem he wants to address. He shows up and confronts the issues without fear. That's what Alex did. You, on the other hand, Dan Crenshaw, ran away. This person says, not only ran away, but rallied other people to gang up on one person, just like a coward does. That's what cowards do. That's what Dan Crenshaw is. He's a coward. You should read some of these. This is really, really interesting. Confronting Dan Crenshaw. Let's watch some of the rest of this right here. Dan Crenshaw even tried to grab Alex Stein's property out of his hand by trying to grab his camera. That's how desperate Dan Crenshaw is. And that's what you do when you don't have an ideology you can actually stand in and stand by and stand up for.
And Dan, you're just such a little loser. Yeah. That's what, he's trying to grab my thing. Look, you're too slow. He's too slow, Navy SEAL. It's funny, Dan, how you said you're tall. Yeah, I'm small, but I'm so much taller than you, Dan. I'm so much bigger than you. You're just a little, you're a little sad little boy. I'm the little one. This is, yeah, imagine me calling you out because you're a nihilist, you're a globalist. Oh, I got a job. I work for the Blaze. I make a lot of money. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, Dan. Yeah, I make a lot of money. Yeah, I'm a loser.
This is the guy who tells veterans that their service.
Yeah, yeah, because there's a weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. So I'm anti-war.
Yeah,
I'm anti-war because I don't believe. Did you guys find any weapons of mass destruction?
As a matter of fact, we did.
Oh, where was? Oh, what weapons of mass destruction? This guy.
It's like, do you veterans not understand what part of you were used and abused and manipulated? Do you not understand? Did we not learn what happened in the 1960s when they came up with that freaking Gulf of Tonkin lie where there weren't North Vietnamese torpedo boats firing on the USS Maddox? And that's the conflict that they used to embroil us into a long and costly and failed Vietnam War that cost 5,900 service members their lives. Do you really not want to hear the truth about what's going on in your world? And about what the bankers do and how they control the military-industrial complex for their own ends and use you as pawns for foreign policy. Do you really not want to know the truth? Well, Dan doesn't want you to know the truth.
You're actually going to go down this route, Alex.
Yeah, because we don't have any weapons of mass destruction.
You're looking like a fool right now.
You're
telling
veterans,
you're
the one that's getting more money to Ukraine. We have a homelessness. We have so many issues here in America. Who cares more about Ukraine? Yeah, what? You guys' service was wasted for globalists and bankers.
You are the modern day version.
Oh, I'm the modern day version. You worry more about Ukraine than our border.
You are the modern day version.
He cares more about Ukraine than he does about America. So you're a globalist. Why don't you take care of America? You don't care. That's your problem, Dan. You don't care about America. You don't care about Texas.
Disgusting.
Do you think
that's right? He doesn't care about Americans. He doesn't care about Texas. I like what Ghost Gun says right here. He's got 5,532 likes. Look at this. You use veterans as meat shields. You are proud to have participated and supported a useless war that killed thousands of innocents, and you're willing to do it again. You are worse than trash.
He used to be a comedian.
Is there an invasion on our border right now?
He used to be a comedian.
Is there an invasion on our border right now?
Maybe you should go back to that.
Notice how he's trying to obfuscate? He's trying to. You used to be a comedian, didn't you? You used to be. What does that have to do with you signing off on all this nonsense that's actually putting Americans in harm's way? The foreign policy that you sign off on is destroying Americans' lives. It's extracting the value of their dollar. It's giving support to corrupt regimes like Ukraine.
I mean, is there an invasion on our border? Will you admit that there's an invasion on our border?
There's an invasion on our border.
Yeah, but you won't do anything about it. But why do you give $80 billion to Ukraine? Why do you give $80 billion to Ukraine?
I think you're getting the numbers wrong there, buddy.
Oh, what are we at, $100 billion now?
No, it's not even close.
What are we up to now, Dan? And they even say none of those weapons even go to the front lines. So why don't you start caring about America?
Actually, they do.
You don't care about America at all, Dan. You're a globalist, you're a traitor, you're a dwarf. There's Dan Crenshaw. Come on. Come on, dude.
Modern day version of the people.
Oh, I'm a piece of shit. You're the one that's a globalist. You're killing young children for no reason, sending them to war for nothing.
I gotta be ID'd, man.
And then Capitol Police IDs, you know, basically makes Alex Stein insecure in his person's houses, papers, and effects. They completely, and Capitol Police are known for this, violating your constitutional rights. As a matter of fact, when you enter Washington's District of Criminals, you just might as well know right up front that you've entered a constitution-free zone. Note the irony there. So hats off to Alex Stein for holding Dan Red Flag Law, Eyepatch McCain Crenshaw to account for his many crimes that he commits. You know, politicians commit crimes with pens and pieces of paper. Hats off to Alex Stein for doing that.